Zog the Mishnah, Daftes Vova Mid Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Bechol Oisin Lechayin, Afilo Bedovish Yesh Beruachayim. One is allowed to make a lechi out of any material, even out of a living being, a living substance, a ruachayim, an animal. An animal can also serve as a lechi. Now, the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chav Gimel says that there are conditions if you want to use an animal as a lechi. It has to be tied down, otherwise it's going to run away, and it has to be in a way that it's tight and it can't bend down and suddenly turn into a lechi that's 10 tefachim, and suddenly the animal decides to lie down, even if he's tired, he'll become less than 10 tefachim. So it has to be matuach in a way that he can't lie down, so it can serve as a lechi that's 10 tefachim. Zog the Mishnah of Remeya Oysa. Remeya asers, and he says, you cannot make a lechi from a balchai. The next thing in the Mishnah, umetame mishum goylol, that means a balchai can be served as a goylol, as a covering of a matseva. Machlekes Rashi tells you what goylol is. Is it the doifik? Is it the part that goes over the oren, the covering of the oren, or the covering of the kever itself, the matseva? But the point is, an animal can serve as a marker, so to speak. It's metame mishum goylol. Zog Rashi, imasu goylol lekever metame loylam ba'oil kemeis atzmai. As long as it's serving as a marker, as a goylol, it's metame like the mace itself. Va'afilo nitl misham. So Shita's Rashi is va'afilo nitl misham. Tosin Sukkah of Gimel says that it only serves as a goyel and it's metamel ba'oil when it serves as a marker, when it serves as a goyel. But when it's removed, then it's not anymore metamel kemes. Rashi here learns clearly not like that. Rashi metamel la'oil on ba'oil kemes atzmoy va'afilo nitamishom. Even if it's removed, this animal, usually an animal's not tomei, the animal remains tomei. The tanifek ben makasha, kolash yigal pnei asod el rabbis goyel v'doifik. It's inclusive. Rabbis goyel v'doifik, and it remains tomei la'oilam even nitamishom. That is what the animal can turn into. It can turn into a goyel, and it remains tomei. Zog the Mishnah Vayte Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. V'Remeya Metaher. Again, Remeya Lishitosai. Remeya argues in the first case that you can make a lechayim from anything, even a lechayim. Zog Remeya, no. And Tanakama holds it's balchayim metame mishum goylol. And Remeya says no, it's metaher. The reason is Zog Rashi. The top of Amid Beis. V'Tamid Remeya Mefash Maseches Sukkah Bekulam Mishum Bekusava Kol Mechitza Emedes Beruachayim Ena Mechitza. It's a mechitza that's emedes beruachayim. You want it to serve as a mechitza for a lechi. You want it to serve as a mechitza for a goylol, that it's so to speak, a covering. It's not a mechitza. A ruachayim is not a mechitza. Now, leman d'omer that lechi mishum heker. So then, what's it relevant that it's not a mechitza? The pshat is you have to say that even leman d'omer mishum heker, because we're saying in the Reish and the Mishnah that a balchai could be a lechi. So that's a machlokes or may or not. So if it could be a lechi, Remeya says it can't be a lechi because a balchai cannot be a mechitza. If lechi mishum heker, what does it bother me that a balchai can't be a mechitza? We're looking for heker. We're not looking for mechitza. Let the animal be a reminder. What the heker is? What the reminder is? So shtey da that even the man da mishum heker, it also needs a din mechitza. And according to Remeya, you can't make a mechitza from a balchai. The third din in the Mishnah is the koisvin olav gitei noshim. You can actually write a get on the animal, and the Gemara in Gittin daf yutes later on over there. The Gemara says that we're talking about that you write it on the keren of the para, and you give the para itself to the isha as a get, because if it's mechusa ktsitsa, it's shaden possible because of an osan. You write and you give. If you still have to cut off the horn of the animal, then it's mechusa ktsitsa. It's ksiva v'ktsitsa v'nesina. So mele, in a case like that, you have to give the whole animal. But on kaponim tanakama holds, you write gitei noshim even on balechayim. And over here, Reb Yosi Aglili poisel. Reb Yosi Aglili, the Gemara is going to learn from psukim, that you cannot use a balchay to write a get on. Zok Gemara Tanya Gamei Oime Kol Dovah Sheish Begu Achayim Ein Oysen Oysoi Loi Doifin L'Sukkah. Another din that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. It's not a mechitza, so it can't be a wolf or a sukkah either. V'loi lechi l'movi, it can't be a lechi, that's the Mishnah's din. V'loi pasin l'birois, it can't serve as pasin l'birois, which are the dyum din, which are the ama L-shaped corners that we have by for the oil regolim when they draw water from the well. So you can't use an animal for that either. V'loi goyla l'kever, which is the din in the Mishnah, it can't be used as a goyla l'kever. That's Shitas Remeya. Mishum Ebyos Aglili Omru, that's the last case in the Mishnah. Afin Koysen of Gitin Noshim. You can't write Gitin Noshim on an animal either. Zog the Mother, what's the reason of Ebyos Aglili that argues? And it says that you cannot write Gitin Noshim. Tanakama, the Kois says Koisvin. Rabbi Yosef Glit says Poisel if you write a get on a Bal Chai. What's the reason Rabbi Yosef Glit that it's Poisel? Zogmo the Tanya Shaden Braisa, Sefer, states, because of the Sefer Kisses by get. Ainly, Ella Sefer, you might think a get can only be written on a cloth. Minayin Rabbis called Dovar, even on an animal, on anything. Talmud loim have a kos avlomi kol mokum, wherever you write it on, it's all inclusive. Everything is included. So if everything is included, im kematam loim have a sefer. So what is the purpose of telling us the word sefer? So it's a middle dagger. Loim lecha ma sefer dovah she'em b'ruachayim. Sefer is not an animate object. It doesn't have ruachayim in it. Ve'ena oichol, it's not food. Sefer is not food. So you can't write it on food. Av kol dovah she'em b'ruachayim ve'ena oichol. The conditions that are required is that it's not ruachayim and it's not maichol. And that's Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that you can write Gitei Noshim on a Bal Chai. Because on the one hand is Marba everything, the Sefer is Mamayit everything, so Mele one is Malaman on the other, that Ma Sefer is Ein Baruch Chaim and Ein Oichel. But Al-Koponim, if it's Ein Baruch Chaim and it's not Oichel, it could be written even not in the Klaf. Zog the Gemara. Now, according to Rabbanu, that say it's good even on an animal, so L'Chayre state this Limud of Sefer to tell me Ma Sefer Ein Baruch Chaim. So the Gemara of Rabbanu Miksiv B'Sefer, don't say because of law Ba-Sefer, don't say Ba-Sefer. Zog the Gemara, it says because of law Sefer Krisus. Zog the Gemara, does not talk about Ba-Sefer. Zog the Gemara, Sefer Ksiv. So what is it coming to tell me? L'sviras dvorim ba'almo hudo oso. It's coming to tell me, and to get you recount the krisis that's taking place between the husband and the wife. That is the sviras dvorim ba'almo. But la'olam, where you write it on, la'olam, you can write it on anything, even on a Bal Chai. Zog the Gemara v'Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, that you can write it on a Bal Chai, and Sefer doesn't mean a klaf. So hi, because of law, my darshan, what are they darshan with the word because of law? Zog the Gemara, hahumi boyle, b'ksivim isgagashas, v'in misgagashas b'kesef. The get is dafkai, the ksivim, not through kesef. Zog the Gemara, salgadat chamini, you might think, hoi v'iskris yitzil avaya. After all, the Pasuk says, v'yotzen v'beisoy, v'holcha v'yotzel ishacher. So the Yitzir, the Gerushin, you compare to the Kedushin, to the Havaya. Ma Havaya b'kesef, just like the marriage is chal through kesef, one of the ways that you make Kaddish and Isha, so av Yitzir b'kesef, so maybe the get can be through kesef. Komash melon, because of law, that b'ksivim is gagashes, v'en mizgash b'kesef. So Gemara, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how does he know that you cannot mizgash b'kesef? Hi, svara menole, how does he know this svara that after all, they need because of law for that you can write on other things, not just on klaf, but not Bal Chaim. But you need v'kosev law. So then, how do you know that it's not b'kesef? So Gemara nafkele mi sefer krisus. It says the lashon krisus, sefer krisus. Next to the word sefer, it says krisus. Sefer karso dafka through a ksiva yimagarisha, you sever the relationship, the marriage. Ve'ein dov achi karso and something else. Kesef cannot be kuris, cannot sever the marriage. V'gemara v'rabbonon. What do I do with the word sefer krisus? What is the krisus telling me? Hi sefer krisus mi boyle ledovra kuris beinoy leveino. Meaning, the get has to be what separates them, and there shouldn't be any connection. L'chadetanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Harei zegita chamanashalei tishti yayin. If a husband makes a condition in the get, then you're not going to, it's a get, amanashe you don't drink wine, la'olam. So, or amanashalei telchi lebeisavicha la'olam. Ain't a krisis. It's not a krisis because she's oget gabei, she's still connected. We don't see that they're severed from one another because la'olam, there's a condition that's hanging over her. She can't have wine, she can't go to father's home. However, when you say a condition, kol shloshim yoim, then arei ze krisus. And Zog Vashi, it's a get from the day number one already. Because then, it's a tenayin to get. It's not pshat, I'm connected forever to you. I just have to wait for the 30 days to elapse. And that condition has to be met, but it doesn't mean that the get is not megureshes right away. And that's what Sefer Krisus is telling me. Zog the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, how does he know this din? After all, he needs a krisus for the din that we said before. We need krisus for sefer karso and dova achi karso, that you can't be megarish b'kesef. Zog the Gemara, nafkele mi kores krisus. It could have said because of the sefer kores. Why does it say krisus? So we learn both things. Tzai that ain't megareshes b'kesef, and of Achikarso, and side is then that you can have Amanas Shalitechi Lebe Savicha Lo'ilom. V'rabbonon, the chayre, why can't they learn this? What do they do with this extra drasha that could have said chorus and it says krisis? V'rabbonon chorus krisis le'dashi. So mele, according to them, it's not a yitur b'chlal. Now Rashi says, lo'olam ain't a krisis. When you say, I'm a nash le'techa le'beis avicha lo'olam, so Rashi, the whole kol yomel k'shuraboy. Her whole life, she's connected to him in this condition. Shemach mosa hinin mas milishtas yain. Because of her husband, she cannot now ever drink wine or ever go to her father's home. That's not called a separation. But if there's a condition that's only for 30 days, it's right away a krisis. It's a separation right away. They're severed. There's divrei havdola that's going to take place. So that's called today already. That's a difference between shloishim yoim, that it's mugreshes miyad, and lo'olam, where pshat is, it's agida gabei lo'olam, there's still a connection, it's not called krisis. Eventually the father's going to die. So even lo'olam is not going to be in this kind lo'olam, because assuming the father's going to die before her, so it's not going to be lo'olam. Teimos akteisis. Doim meis avio, lo choshim su beis avio. Ketani bin adorim, bashutvin. Koinu lebeis chashin in chas, sotshani lakeach, meis avio, mochel achem yad muto. So we see clearly that it's only beis avio, because man is alive. He says that's not arrived from the Dorim. That's totally as long as the person is alive. Beis Avio, that's even the descendants, it remains Beis Avio. It says by Tomer, Shvi Amona Beis Avich, Avakav de Koy Mucha Shkva Mesom. He's already there. And yet, we consider it Beis Avicho. By Shechem also, after Shechem was killed, it's still over there, Beis Shechem. So we see clearly that a Beis Avicha remains even after Misas, even after the Misa of her father. Zog the Pasuk in Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chavov, Ves Chamor Ves Shechem Benoi Horgu Lefi Chorev, they already killed him, Vayikro Es Dino Mi Beis Shechem Vayetzeyu, it says Mi Beis Shechem. So we see the Beis Shechem is called even after his Misa. Zog the Mishnah, Shiore Shechonza Bebiko. If you have a caravan that parked themselves, Shabbos came and they were traveling and then it's about to be Shabbos, so they parked themselves in a Biko. Now, Biko is a Carmelist, you can't carry there. So what do you do in order to carry where you parked yourselves? Hikifua klei behema. They were makim themselves, they surrounded themselves with the klei behema, with the saddle, with other parts of the animals that they have. And now you have mechitzas yutvachim. So metalim besoicha, they can carry now in this circle that they surrounded themselves with. Now really, this is a chiddush, because it's a mechitza grua. The Meiri says, because it's not a mechitza that's going to remain over here, it's a mechitza arai. It's not meant to stay. As soon as they continue traveling after Shabbos, you're going to pick up the saddle. So it's a mechitza arai. So the chiddush is that even though it's a mechitza arai, it serves the purpose as a mechitza, and you're allowed to carry metalim besoicha. Now the question is this din dafka by a bika? What about Rishus Rabin? So some Rishonim want to say that this din is dafka by a bika. Because Zokta Ben Yonison, by a bika, which is a Carmelis, so over there we're Mekel, and we said even Mechitza Gru helps. But it would not help by a Mechitza's Arab by Rishus Rabin Mamish. As I Zokta, the Beis Yosef Behedya, he says in Shin Mem Vov, in the end of Shin Mem Vov, he says that you can't carry in a such an oifen of mechitza grua in Rishus Rabim. In a bika, so over there we're meiko because it's a Carmelis. However, the Beis Meir, he says that be'etzem, as far as they allowed a mechitza grua for people that are traveling for Shiora, so they allowed it even in Rishus Rabim. If it's considered a mechitza, it's a mechitza. Now there's an additional chiddush, also mevuah in the Rishonim, is because it's not a mechitza that's shesi ve'erev. We'll soon see later that there's a shita, you have to have a mechitza that's horizontal and vertical. It's not braided in both directions. So mele, that is a chelik of the chiddush of the mechitza grua. So again, shiore shechonza bebiko vekifua klei behema, metaltim besoich, you'll have to carry in it. Uvel vachye gedek voyasara tvachim, you have to make sure that the kelim, the saddle, is 10 tvachim tall. Velo yu pirtzois yiseres ala binyan. You cannot have a pirtza, you cannot have a breach that's more breached than binyan. You can't have an area that's more open, more exposed, more potes than oimed, than the saddle, than the area that's enclosed. That's called pirtzis yiseres alabinyan. So there's a mashmoyis over here. The Aruch HaShulchan is medayik this, that the Pirtze cannot be Yeseris ala binyan is mashma the whole binyan. Not just the Pirtze can be Yesera. It's not the Pshat, the Pirtze can be Yesera beruach achas. The Pirtze can be Yesera on the whole binyan, on the whole enclosure, all four sides, the Pirtze can be more. But let's say it's more only on one side, but the other three sides, it's oimim rubala parutz, that would not be considered parutz rubala oimid. That's a chiddush that he wants to say, la halacha, that pirtzes cannot be yaseiras ala binyan, meaning the whole binyan, all enclosed, everything together. And he's medayik this in Rashi, we'll see soon in the Gemara, also, which is mashma de ganse hekef, the din of parutz koimid, is the ganse hekef, everything together. Lemaisa, azoy zokter ocha shulchan in shin samach gimel yudzayin. However, the Ran clearly says that we look and we dan on every ruach, every side individually. And if this side is Poritz Merubah L'Oimet, that's called Poritz Merubah. Even if you count all four sides together, it's Oimet Merubah L'Poritz. Now, what's his din of Kol HaBinyan? That means besides that, you also have to have that it has to be Oimet Merubah B'Kol HaRuchas together. And Lamai said Mishra Brura in Shin Samach Beis Mem Hei, Paschas like that. Not like the Orcha Shulchan, and that's the mashmoyis, to be machmir, to have oimin meruba, and every individual ruach, and not just all of them together. Baruch Haponim, the Orcha Shulchan does say it, so the Mokim Tzarek, Yeshama Lismoich, you have the Das Orcha Shulchan, that looks at every ruach individually. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Kol Pirtze Shike Eser Amos, if the Pirtze is 10 Amos, or less, then Muteres, Bibnei Shike Pesach. That means an opening. We're discussing now you have loyalim, you have oimim rubala parutz. But if the pirtza is more than 10, even though you have oimim rubala parutz, it's a pirtza, and a pirtza asses the place. Masha'inkin, if it's 10 or less, so then it's be'etzim called a pesach. So then it doesn't stare me this pirtza. Kol pirtza shike es ramas muteres, mimnei shike pesach, it remains a pesach. Yes, we can. But if it's more than 10, then it's osur, then it's a pirtza. Explains the B'chaim Alevi in Sefer, Hilchos Shabbos. He says that the Mishnah says that Pirtze she eser ke eser ames is muteres because it's a Pesach. So why do you have to say that it's a Pesach? Why is it not enough to say oimim rubala poritz? So that's what we're saying now. The hainu that ein chenami oimim rubala poritz makes it that it's sosum. That's what oimim rubala poritz does. It makes it that it's enclosed. But lemaitza a pirtza, if it would have been a pirtza, it would passel it. It would be considered. It would break up the mechitza. So that's where you need to create it and say that it's not a pirtza, it's a Pesach. That's what Pesach does. It's muteres b'nei shikei Pesach. You need to say that it's Pesach. If it's not a Pesach, oimim rubah might be kasosum, but pirtza breaks that. So mainly you need it to be a Pesach, so then it's not a pirtza, so it's mafkia, the same pirtza that would have asa, but rather it's a Pesach. Now there's an oifen that you can have a pirtza, even by pochs me'esa, when it's pochs me'meluyoi. That's every mavui that's totally breached, and there's nothing on the side. That's also called a pirtza. That's called pochs me'meluyoi. And for that type of pochs me'meluyoi, you have a tikkun of a lechin nekaira. That makes it that it's not called porutz. Zog di gemore itmar. Porutz ko'oimed. If you, let's say, have the open areas exactly equal to the area that's enclosed, it's not porutz yoisa ala oimed, and it's not oimem rub ala poritz. It's exactly 50-50. So there's a machloikas, rav popo ma mutter. And obviously it's efshel tzamtzim. It's mutter, and we can assume that's exactly equal. And not that it's more poritz. Rav hunabay rav shu omar osur. Poritz koimed is osur. Rav popo ma mutter, hochi agmi rachmon ala moisha. This is what the Torah taught Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibishter. Loi tifroitz ruba. Make sure you don't have a majority open. As long as you don't have a majority open, it's good, even equal. This is what the Eibusha told Moshe Rabbeinu. G'doy ruba, have a majority enclosed. But if it's equal, it's not going to be it's not going to be good. Now Rashi over here says, Poritz ko'oimed, what does it mean it's equal? Kol ha-hekev kuloi osur kein. This is the dig the Shulchan makes from this Rashi. Kol ha-hekev kuloi osur kein. It's not pshat, Poritz ko'oimed in this ruach alone. Kol ha-hekev kuloi. That's you calculate and you consider all dalet ruchos. That's part of the equation. It's not just one ruach. The whole din of oimim rubala parutz and parutz koimed is totally in kol hek of yachad. Mishabur lemaisa the Ran they argue, but this is the diuk in this Rashi. Now, if you have parutz rubala oimed, there's no machloikas. The machloikas is parutz koimed. Parutz rubala oimed l'chuli alma. That's also pashas midiraisa. Azazak the Rashba, Azazak Taisa later, David Zayn, that's also Midaraisa. However, the Ran and the Ritva say Chiddush, and they say Midaraisa even Tovutz Mugubala Oimid is called the Mechitza. And that's what we see by Pasim Birois, where you're allowed Yumdin, which is Poetz Mugubala Oimid, it's a Mechitza. So it must be that Midaraisa, it's a Mechitza, even Poetz Mugubala Oimid. So the Machlaikas over here is, the Machlaikas is in the Xeris Chachom itself. What is Xeris Chachomim? Where they goyza on Poetz Mugubala Oimid? Dafka, only then it's a problem. Or if it goes even on Oymet Kaparot, even if it's equal. And that is the machlokes over here between Rav Popa and Rav Huna. What is Gzeres Chachomim? Azoy learned the Ritva. So Ibezoy, what's Pshat in Hoche Agmere Rachmona Lamosha? If it's Midaraisa really Poets Merubah Oymet, if you say like the Rishonim that say the Rajba, that Poets Merubah Oymet is also Midaraisa, so then it's Agmere Rachmona Lamosha. But if you're saying that Poetz Mugubala Oymid is Midaraisa Mechitza, and it's Gufa Gzeres Chachomim by this whole din of Poetz Koymid, Machlokes of Pom Rav Huna, so what does the Gemara mean? Agmei Rachman Lamaisha. To what we're saying the extent of the Rabbanon is, did they ask Poetz Mugubala Oymid, or did they ask even Oymid Kaparutz, if it's equal? But if that's the case, like the Ritva explains, so what's that in Hochi Agmi Rachman Lamaisha? We're discussing the Rabbonon. Because Midaraisa is saying, Poritz Meruba Aloimid is also Mechitza Midaraisa. So what does it mean, Agmi Rachman Lamaisha? Says Ritva, Gavaldi Yesoid. He says, even Xeris Rabbonon. Xeris Rabbonon was also Agmi Rachman Lamaisha. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah Memtes Ponim. And in there was included all the future Xeris the Rabbonon are going to make. Even though it's Xeris Rabbonon. That's Agmei Rachmona LeMoshe, even the Gzeres Rabbonon. So it's Shaykh that it's Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, and it's still called an Agmei Rachmona LeMoshe, and it's still a Rabbonon Dekedin. Now the Gaon Yankov says that Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua says Oser, when it's Poetz Koymid, it's Oser, because Hochi Agmei Rachmona LeMoshe G'dor Ruba, that you have to have a majority enclosed. So he says, the pshat is, it's not because Eif Shalit Tzamtzeim, and that's why you have to have a majority enclosed, because you can't make it equal. No. It is a halach l'mesh misinai, you have to have oymen merubah l'paretz, g'doy ruba. Not because Eif Shalit Tzamtzeim, because of g'doy ruba. Zog demot tenan, v'lo yeh pirtzis yeseres ala binyan. It says in our Mishnah that the pirtzis cannot be more than the binyan. When you have the saddle, and you have all the different klei abehema around you, you can't have pirtzis, the openings, more than binyan. So you can't have Poetz Merubah Aloimid. Is Mashma, Hoke Binyan, if it's equal, it's Muta. So we see clearly Poetz Koimid is Muta. So Mele Tzerai like Rapapa. So Gmol Loitema, Hoke Binyan Muta. Don't be Medaik if it's Kabinyan, it's Muta. Ele Ema, in Binyan, yes, Ala Pirza. If there's more enclosed than open, then it is Muta. Ava Kabinyan, but Aloimid, if it's Kabinyan, if it's equal, then Mai, then it's also. Ihochi listni loya pirtzis kabinyan. So let it say that the pirtzis cannot be like the binyan. It can't be poets koimid. Let if it's also taka. Zogmo kasha, it's taka kasha. Zogmo toshma, another right to this machlokes. Hamekaris kose bishvudin oi baruch samita. If someone, instead of schach, he has metal rods, which is posel schach, and then he has an open area, then he's going to play schach over there. And then he has another metal rod. And then he has an open area. And then he has a metal rod. So Mekaris Kosei B'Shvud Noi Samita, and open area, you're going to fill up a schach. So it depends how much open area there is. Im Yesh Gavach B'Neim K'moison, if the area that's open is exactly the width of the enclosed rod, the metal rod part, so then it's Ksheira if you're going to fill it up a schach. That means exactly equal 50-50 is kosher. So we see a Raya like Rav Popa, and Zerig Mocha Chumai Skinon, Kshen Nichlas V'Yoytze. We're talking about that is easily, you can enter in and extract the schach very easily. So it's not that it's equal. It's more open than closed. And because it's nichlas v'yotze easily. In fact, Gemara, you're assuming now in the Havamina that that's the only way you can put in the schach, that it should enter in and be extracted easily. So there has to be more. Why do you have to say that? Say it's exactly 50. But ef shalit tzamtzeim. And if it's ef shalit tzamtzeim, then lo yilam mitzirai that poetz koyim it is muta. We in the Havmina held that it has to be more, because how else are you going to put it in? But now we're saying, no, Efshel Tzamtzim, it could be equal. No, we're talking about that it's indeed more. That means it's overlapping. There's more schach. But there's more schach, so it should be held up. There's more schach than the shvudin, than the metal rods, than the ruch samita. So mele lo'olam, and that schach kosher, the schach posel is bottled to the schach kosher. If you have 51% of schach and 49% of metal rods, and the 1% of schach is overlapping, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how that's overlapping. It's sitting on it. So the schach posel is bottled to the schach kosher. And that's how the Gemara Sukkot learns that. So that's why, la'olam, we're talking about that you have no raya, that if it's equal, it's mutter. We're talking about that it's more schach. Rav Omer says another teretz show that it's talking about in a case where it's more schach kosher than and it's not equal. Rav Omer, imoy nesunim orev noisa shesi, shesi noisa orev. That means if the metal rods were horizontal, you place the schach vertical, so it overlaps that way. And if the metal rods were vertical, you place the schach horizontally, so male it overlaps. But the point is, there's more schach than metal rods, than schach posel, and we're not talking about exactly equal 50-50, so it doesn't shed light on the machloikas of Poritz Ka'oimed, if it's mutter or if it's osa. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid. Toshma.